February 24th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, you have suffered through many trials, not the least of which is many tests of faith. I ask you now to unite in prayer for all those in leadership roles, not only politically, but those in religious roles as well. Many lack proper discernment and act indiscreetly, causing misdirection for those under them. Amidst this confusion, Satan has his inroads into many souls. This is how many souls are misguided and even lost. Aside from this, whole countries succumb to error. In your country here, actions are being taken to dissolve the borders. This is in support of the New World Order, which is Satan's plan to gain control of the world. Stand with me in righteousness and truth. Do not pave the way for a one-world leader, which is the threshold for Satan." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 15. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God shows you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.